Also, we have the drushes of the Gemara Klar. Let's turn to Taisus. Taisus Abalat Araya Shel Akhair and Michel Devaya. This Taisus is basically one kasha. Yes, we will memayit from Lachar, Akhair and Gavaya. So, being memayit, two things from one year. That's what bothers Taisus. Taisus says, "Hikshavav Rabbeinu Yaakov Mor Meor Meinish." The Hachol a Matzach Treik Roy. We must say Nachriel Gavaya. Here, it seems we don't need two psukim, one for Nachriel and one for Gavaya. The Mechag Loach, Lecha Mematina Tarvayu. One Lecha Mematina both. Not sure how does Taisus know when Meida for one Lecha. Well, look at the Gemara. Our Gemara actually brought two Lechas, no? La yira l'cha sarav, la yira l'cha chamek. The bracket, no? This Taisus didn't have that bracket. Alright? We need a bolt anyway. The Taisus knew. Well, Taisus knew because we dash in a different drush of the other l'cha. Oh, Taisus himself is going to bring it. Sorry. Taisus himself brings it. I forgot this. Baruch Haksiv, you pair called Shah Mashmah, the Tzrichi Kulu. So the Tais, alright, I don't know if this guy responded above, but Tais says, certainly, we're only the Maida from one Lacha. Because the Gemara Maida is Mashmah, we need all three for other Drash. So it's Shver, Ubim Nachis, Perak Abishmor, Kama, Atreya, Risisech, and Ksiv, Yichad Lamutei Nach, Yichad Lamutei Hekdash. So by the mitzvah of separating Chawa, there, it says you need one arisay sechem. Your arisay sechem is your dough. One is mamayit nachi, one is mamayit hekdesh. So it's mamish the same limud as our gemara, and there we require two psukim, and our gemara we require one. So Taisus is stuck with the kashas. Taisus has to say when you're stuck, you go with a different gear. So miyus ramitu yosim garis chad kederi sechem. Is coming for Kashir Isas Midbar, Chad La Isas Hegdish, Yis Hegdish Hagai, the Chenir. Where he said, yes, Hashim is secondary to say. What's Taisus saying? That maybe in Achinami, over there, we also only need one pasuk. The Pnei Yeshua asks, that Taisus should have asked better. Taisus says, we need, over here, we only need one, for one Lacha, we should need two. Lacha, we should need three. Because by chametz shel hefker, are you over by in by Rabbi Marseille the chametz shel hefker in your house? Are you over by chametz shel hefker? Huh?
Yes.
Yes. Yeshua said yes. So here, the Yeshua says no. Why? Like Taisus, what's it? Taisus shita is what is it? Bittul is hefker. So it comes out that Taisus Shita would seem to be that if you mafker chametz in your house, that you're not a rabbi or a bai one, right? Because being mevatel takes off the issue. So l'chayro, we have three drashes on l'chav. L'chav one is the mayat gavaya, one is mayat hegdish, and we should need another one to mayat hefker. What? Show hefker. Acherim, Gavaya, and Hefker. The issue says, unless you'll say that Taisus al Dichayev on Hefker. It's talking about Asher that way in Taisus. Once Bittul, if Bittul means Hefker, so you can't say that Taisus. That's the problem, that's the issue's problem. Because look at some Taisus to Chayev. So you're not even on Hefker, Bittul is Hefker, so then you're not on Hefker. So Nechaz Chinuch says the teretz, which is going to have his tremendous nafkamina lezina. If Bittul is hefker, then obviously not Ivran hefker. So it's like another kash. You need three psukim. You might acherim gavaya and hefker. I mean that you learn akufa from the pasuk of Bittul. You learn, no, but according to Taisus, there's no pasuk of Bittul. Taisus said that this was just a hechatimta not to be ayah. But it's not a pasuk. Rashi helped Hashbisu with Bibble, because the old Bibble is a new idea. Taisa tells him, no, Tishbisa is destroying it. And Hefka is just a way to not be Yayim. But you can't learn from that. Okay, Akapurim, the Mechasimuch doesn't bring down this Tanei Yeshua. He brings down Taisa. He comes to the Taisa's cash. He says the Teretz, which we have to understand properly. He says there's a difference between Challah and the Chavetz. By Challah, when Mamayit a Cherim, which is a guy, Mamayit Gavai. Let's say you have a Jewish neighbor who baked the loaf of bread and didn't separate Challah. Are you allowed to eat his slice? He offers you a piece of bread. Are you allowed to eat your bread? Another Jew. It's not yours, it's not yours, it's not a Risei Sechem, it's not your dough. It's a different Yid dough. And you're eating challah from his piece of bread, from his bread that he made, and he didn't separate challah. Are you allowed to eat that? No. Dough from which challah wasn't separated, that's not kosher. It's also to eat it. If you have a pizza that no one separates challah from, the pizza is tray. I mean tray. It's tevel. You're not allowed to eat anything that a Jew made a dough and baked it into a bread, and you're eating it. Then that's a problem. If you don't separate challah, is it din on the, just like if you don't separate truma, you can't eat the wheat. You can't use the wheat or the fruit because it's tevel. The same thing is true with challah. Don't you ever read the stories of the master boxes? Right, the challah genomen. Right, the problem is the workers in the master factory don't read Yiddish. Don't they know about it? But if it's not challah genomen, then you can't. You're not allowed to eat it. Right, which means that a dough of a second Jew's dough, the challah wasn't separated from. So you're also mechuyim. You're also allowed to eat it if you eat it. Okay, that's in Hilchis Challah. In Hilchis Ba'yira Ba'yimase, the Mechas Chinuch says, and not everyone holds this way, the Mechas Chinuch says, that if an other Jew's chametz in your house, you're not over Ba'yira Ba'yimase. You are in the Kabbalah Chayis, of course. If another Yid has chametz in your house, you're not over Ba'yira Ba'yimase. Why? Because that's Shalach Erev. That belongs to another Yid. If it belongs to another Yid, you're not out. So it comes out, by Challah, how many things are we Mamayit? Arisei Sechem is Mamayit Wat. Mamayit, the guy, and Hedvish. By Ba'yamaya, what's Lecha Mamayit? A guy, Hedvish, or another Yid? So in the Chinuch, by Challah, I need two things. I need two psukim. Mashenki be'ba'yirah ba'yimatzei, you only need one. When I need three things, you only need one. Sorry for that. Very much the sorry. You see what I'm saying? Well, one more time. By Arisei Seichem, we say, when I need Goy, when I need Hek. They need two psukim, one for guy, one for egg. By Ba'yira, Ba'yimatze, and being Mamayit, guy, Hegdish, or another Yiz. So there, it's not one of us. Push the star. It's a riddle, but not a riddle. Of course, what's happening is, by Ba'yira, Ba'yimatze, we're saying Lecha is Dafka. Dafka yours, period. It's one drush. Lecha, it has to be yours. If it's not yours, I don't care if it's a guy, it's a Tegdish, it's Hefka, it's another Yid, it's just before me, you Hefka too. So it's one drasha. Lecha means it's got to be yours to be Eivah Vayira. And if not, you're not Eivah. So it's really only one drasha, because Lecha is literal. By Challah, Arisa Sechem is not to be taken literally. It's not literally yours, because if it's another Yid, it has a Din Tevel. So the Meila, Dr. Michas Chinuch, by Challah, it's a drasha. It's a drasha, Arisei Sechem Lemute. And he said, it was not dafka yours. But it's a meal. It's coming to be memayit, a god. If you only have one pasuk, you only be memayit one thing. So I need two psukim to be memayit two things. But by challah, it makes sense, because Aris Yisrechem is certainly not dafka. It's a different drasha. By Aris Yisrechem, it's a meal. Because we learn often elsewhere that it has a din of traitors if you don't separate, it has a din of tevel if you don't separate challah. By Mashenkin here, well, the Cha is memayit everybody. Shalchayat Torah, Shalachayim means anybody else. So the Minchasinach, the name of the drasha, is a totally different drasha. He compares it to Esrik. Esrik, it says Lochem. You shake a lulav in Esrik, it's got to be Lochem. Which means you have to own the lulav in Esrik. That doesn't say once Lochem that it can't be a Geis, and once Lochem it can't be Hegdish, and once Lochem it can't be a different Yid. No. It says once, only one time Lochem means it's got to be yours. Halacha doesn't care whose it is. Got to be yours, period. So this lacha is like the lachem of Esrig, which all you need is one pasuk. In order to be everybody or Rabbi Masi, it has to be yours, period. Just like by Esrig, it has to be yours, period.
I mean, does this feel like the rush?
What?
Does this feel like the rush of yesterday that we said that it's told that it's combined by Rabbi Masi?
Yeah, but I'm talking now about Bayra, I mean by Rabbi Masi. I don't mean to make a distinction. Okay, does everyone follow the way the Mechassinif is learning up, learning this book? He's learning Lecha is Mamish Dafka, Acherim is Mamayit, everybody else. I don't know what he does with Rashi, why Rashi says Acherim Goy. Why Rashi should say Goy or Yid. Acherim means everybody. I don't know what the Mechassinif does with that. But Akoponim, the Mechassinif, is learning this Sugya that Lecha is Mamayit anybody else, Rabbi Rabbi Yvatsi. Anybody else in the world. Only if it's yours, and that's it. The Yeshua doesn't hold that way. And the Mechassinuch at the end brings that in the Pnei Yeshua, it says that Shel Yisrael Chaveira, you are Ivan Vayra Vayman. You have another Yitzchak, it's in your Meshus, you are Ivan.
So
the, what? The beginning of Mitzvah Yeramah. It fits better with Rashi, who says Acherim means guy. Why does Rashi say Acherim means guy? But you know, the Lashon Acherim is more much like Sinner. Gemara doesn't say that. But Acherim sounds like anybody else. But Lamaisa, we have a Machlaikis, and these aren't the only two Shitas we're going to see later. I think we'll see that this is a if you say the stick of Machlaikis. Whether in other Jews chametz the ma'ivishus of hamayim and bayurav ayimata, when Mechassidah explains it, it's a machlekes and had a dash in the word lacha.
Yeah,
the Jew is aimer, and now it's Arabus, you have to get rid of it. The question is only if you're if the bayurav ayimata goes and another yitz chametz for me, if it's my house, it's the vacha or the ramayz. But this is a machlekes both. The Michas Chinuch and the Pnei Yeshua say there'll be a nafkamina if Chamit shall shut if you have a Vayir Rabbi Yamasa. Let's say this Chamit that two Jews own Mishutis. Are they either? If you say if I can Esrig, Esrig shall shut this in I can be isolated. And the Pnei Yeshua holds that it's not true. Pnei Yeshua says shall shut this, Avadi either. You're a shutif, you have a pretzel factory with two yidden on a pretzel factory for shutif. You say they're not either by Yerav. They sure hold that it's absurd. Nobody's either by Yerav, by Yerav. If you have so two yidden for shutif, you won't be either. It's like an Esrei. If two yidden on Esrei for shutif, nobody can be either. So you'll say the same thing by Yerav, by Yerav. They sure says it can't be. Shutif is zicha yidzicha either.
In
a
situation where one person
was
have his
favor? No, nobody was Makar. They own a factory for Shutzis, it's given it's a chas.
Question,
because if you hold that Lecha, like in the Chinuch, that Lecha is like Esrig, so just like the Esrig, if you and I own Esrig B'Shutzis, neither of us can be Yitz with the Esrig. I have to be Makar my chelet to you when you shake it. You have to be Makar your chelet to me when I shake it. Or else we can't be Yitz. So then it should be the same thing by Chanas. So I think if they bring down that there's a Gemara by Chalash Shoshutis, that there's a chiyuv chal with the chalas. Truth is, they bring the Gemara, but it's really a davar pashut because even Yisrael shechaveira is a thing of. But this is the problem that Pnei Yeshua says, and Lichas Chinuch is bothered by that as well. The Lichas Chinuch says that if you have one kezayis of chametz, which two shutim own, maybe taki is not over. But if two yidden own two kezayis of chametz b'shutis, where it works out one kezayis for each, he says, "Lashon ulai, maybe then you are right." It works out to one kezayis per person. That's such a satisfying idea because l'chayim you're shutif in each one. Maybe you have two kezayis in the factory. It doesn't mean that I own one kezayis, you own one. Both of us own both kezayis. So the problem is more of a problem. The mitzvah of parents. Two shutim or two esrogim b'shutim. So if you don't split it, you can't be yaitzah with either one. The problem is a bit of a problem. Yeah.
Mitzvah what?
If I
have a half kezayis from one person, and I don't have a kezayis from both of them.
So we're going to get to that. That's a question. Not push it to your eyes. We'll get to that on the day. Akoponim, bottom line, it's a machlaikis, it's a Yeshua and a Mechaz Chinuch, the Chomet Shal Acherim, an other Jew, is included in the Niyot or not included in the Niyot, and it has not Kamina, what we learned last man, about somebody who rents an apartment and the landlord's chametz was in the apartment. That's something when we mentioned this. If the tenant, if you rent an apartment, the Gemara said, Al-Maska Lizdek or Al-Saycha Lizdek. So he said, if you gave him the Maftayach later, so it's Al-Maska Lizdek. In a case where the landlord has to do Bedika and he doesn't, he refuses to, does the Saycher have to do Bedika to check for the landlord's chametz? If you hold that there's an Isser on the landlord's chametz, so then if the landlord's obligated to do bedikah, if he doesn't do bedikah, the seicher is going to have to do bedikah. And I think we mentioned that Rabbi Chaim Taka says that the seicher is going to have to, the servant's going to have to do bedikah if the landlord doesn't do it. But if you hold like the Mechaz Chinuch, so I don't have to do bedikah if someone else's chametz. So I'm going to tell you I don't have to. Maybe it's Rabbanu Shemiyah Elayachai, but after din of only chametz, I wouldn't have. Okay, so this is one machlokes that I want to discuss today. We have a few machlokes that we have to touch on. Abayi Rav, Abayi Mase is the first. Right, there's a second area of chakira in this sugya, which also comes down to a number of machlokes regarding the Isser Abayi Rav, Abayi Mase. Agimara had a Gzerah Shava, Shava Sar Sar. Gzerah Shava says Sar by Bal Yeroeh, says Sar by Bal Yimatzeh. You have a Gzerah Shava. Where else does it say Sar in the Parsha of Pesach? What? It says Bal Yeroeh Sar. It says the Parsha of Bal Yimatzeh. Nach by Emerishin Tashvisa Sar is the third pasuk of Sar. That's by the Mitzvah Sasei of Tashvisa. Question is, in this Gezerah Shava that we're learning out, whatever drushes we're learning, is Tashvisa also a party to this Gezerah Shava? In other words, is this a two-way Gezerah Shava, or is this a three-way Gezerah Shava? Also by Vayera, you mean? The second Vayera, okay. That's not much of an afkanina because it's the same as Vayera. But the question is Tashbisu included in this Gezerah Shava or not? So, what's an afkanina? There'll be a number of afkaninas. First of all, Gemara later on Baba Medala says, if a guy, I mentioned this case to you yesterday, a guy walks into my house with a sandwich on Pesach. So I told you yesterday, there's nothing wrong. That's the way I shall have. Right? There's no problem If a guy walks into my house to chametz, I'm not a rabbi, because it's a guy's chametz, then we have a niyot of a chahatarayah, but I have to write a shalchem. So I have no chiyuv to be mevar. The Gemara is going to say that on Avav Meravos, Nachu Shenichtz Chaser She Yisrael, Tzeka B'yadai, Ein Zafak Levar. A guy who walks into a Chaser She Yisrael, and he's eating dough or bread, Ein Zafak Levar. I don't have to get rid of it. I can let him do it. The question is, the Tzlach asks, on Avav Meravos, why don't I have a mitzvah Tashbisu? Takin is Ba'yura, Ba'yimatzi, I'm not over, it's a guy's. But there's a mitzvah tashbis sarmi batech. I have to get rid of any chametz in my house. Why don't I have a mitzvah tashbis? That's good for what he's asking. What would it say? What would tashbis? The pasuk tashbis sarmi batech. Get all chametz out of your house. Pashtus means the way we do it. We get all chametz out of our house. Only of which Avera? Avaira, 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 and Tashbisu. The question is, are they linked or are they not linked? What the Tzlach says is that they're linked. From this Tengazer Shav, Avaira, Avaira, we link the mitzvah of Tashbisu as well, which is an assay. No makish the assay to these two lois assays, and all three go together. Tashbisu, Ayurat, Ayimatei, all three work together to teach us that the chametz of a guy in my house, I have no mitzvah Tashbisu. I can let it be there. I don't have to get rid of it. I don't have to get rid of a guy's chametz if a guy's chametz is in my house.
You have the mitzvah
Tashbisu. You don't have the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah Tashbisu. That just like Shalachem and Shalgavaya, there's no Bayirah. And just like Shalachem and Shalgavaya, there's no Bayirah. Same thing, Shalachem and Shalgavaya, there's no mitzvah Tashbisasar. Now, the Shagat Aryeh in Simin Ayin Ches, the end of Simin Ayin Ches, says that this is Mukhrach. I can't disagree with this. Because what does the Pasuk say? Tashbisasar mibatechem. That's 1 minute. We said yesterday that Batechem means your house. So in Vayra Shichin Umaris, if I have it out of my other property, how do you know you have to get rid of it? How do I know that I'm not allowed to have chametz in my car, chametz in my backyard, if I'm in the driveway? What? It says, where does it say, Gevulcha by Rav? So to Mechaschina, it's up to Shagat Aryeh, it must be that we're makish Tashbisu to Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh. If we're not going to be makish Tashbisu to Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh, how do you know B'chol Guf? How do you know outside of your house?
Maybe you don't have to. Maybe
in Achinami, maybe you don't have to. There's got to be a drasha. I'm not sure what the drasha is. But you can hit the kasha Ba'yimatzeh. Yes. There has to be a drasha. Hopefully we'll get to it. I'm not sure what the drasha is. There's a drush. I'm not based on Roshusay, I'll call Roshusay. Then we're going to get to a drush. What? But as we pointed out yesterday, Batechem and Gvulcha, we seem to be makish totally.
Yeah, but not with makish, but not Shalakhem for what?
But we are. But that was the problem we had yesterday. What do you mean we're not? No, Shachar Shogavaya, Shalakim Lalakrai. There's no Lamaisa Dika difference in your house and your yard.
There is.
Why?
Because why are you
over?
So, point of testament is why are you over? Even though the price, there's no need to be.
By kibbalah or like kibbalah v'chayis? By kibbalah v'chayis or like kibbalah v'chayis? By kibbalah v'chayis, you're over. But that doesn't seem to hold true for gvulcha v'chayis.
No,
it's
not. Let's go.
I'm really not sure what you mean. Okay. Shaisai is making now a Gezeirah Shavah three ways, not two ways. Even though Gemara only mentions two ways, but really the intent is to include a third thing called Tashbizus, the army of Atech. It says Vayir Alachame, Sa'ar. It says Vayir Matzei, and it says Tashbizus Sa'ar. Two Lavim and one Mitzvah. All three are all Nichlal in this Gezeirah Shavah. The question is, what right do we have to stick in a new thing into the Gezeirah Shavah? So, the way the Michas Chinuch explains, Tashbisu is a siyag for Bayura Bayimat. Tashbisu is a hagadara not to come to Bayura Bayimat. The Michas Chinuch says this explains this Shagzari's idea. He also talks about all three. That's over the Tzlach Shagzari Mitzlinuch. All three say that Sa'ar is included in the Gezeirah Shavah. And he explains that Tashbisu is a siyag, you shouldn't come to Bayur HaBayimatze. So obviously, whatever you Ivar Bayur HaBayimatze is hookish to Tashbisu. We understand Tashbisu to be a geder against Bayur HaBayimatze. So this is the opinion of these Achrayim. It's slightly different than the Arsameach I mentioned once or twice before. I mentioned to you that the Arsameach learns Tashbisu is a siyag for what? For achilas chametz. If Tashbisu would be a siyag for eating chametz, the chayyim should apply to chametz shel goyim also in a Jew's house. They're saying not it's a siyag against eating, they're saying Tashbisu, the Michas Chinuch says, is a siyag against Bayura Bayimatze. This is Tzokish. The Arsameach that we had mentioned, that phase of an Aleph, and then we mentioned again bringing it back down, which we have to return to. But eating chametz, even eating a guy's chametz, isn't a there. Here it doesn't say any miyotah. It says vayir alacha. It doesn't say vaseich alacha. It doesn't say you shouldn't eat your chametz. It says you shouldn't eat chametz. It goes to the guy. He's a guy who has to suffer. Is that us or is that not us? So that's certainly us. I think we all understand that you don't eat any chametz. We never had a havamina that Pesach be hungry and go to your Gaisha neighbor and eat supplement or eat chametz. So on eating chametz, everything's us. On owning chametz, it's only yours. So the Michas Chinuch says that Tashbisu is siyag against Bayir HaBayimatze. Not really. The Pasuk says, Tashbisu Sami Batechem, and it says, The Pasuk implied that it's Siyag. Siyag to what? That's the question. It says, Tashbisu Sar, because. It doesn't say, we have tzitzis because, or shake a lulav because, or get rid of nevela because, just as get rid of nevela.
Isn't it's
a good question. I don't want to lose the track that we're on. So we're on a track where we have three Achrayim, Kuzlach, and the Shagas Aryeh, and the Michas Chinuch. We'll say, what? We have to look at those semantics.
He has a raya, right?
We have to see. He has a raya. I don't think too much like. We're going to have to go back to us.
The raya is just going to have a good raya for the.
The Samech is an issue that we'll have to understand. Why is it not Tashbisu al Chamesh al Gai? And the Gemara says that a guy comes into your house and I'll give it a stuff. A Gopanim is a Nafkanina in all of this, a tremendous Nafkanina. And that is the following question. Is a woman mitzvah in Tashbisu? Of the Shiloh, why not? Why should a woman be pesura? Tashbisa is a mitzvah teshas agrama, and nashim should be pesuras. From if you look in the Prima Gadin's psicha, he's naita lahakol that there is no iser, there's no mitzvah teshbisa on. On women, mitzvah teshas is not right. And women, the prima goddess. The prima goddess says that he doesn't say clearly. He's not that Lachari says that women should be pituris, but the mitzvah say of teshbisa. The Shagas Aryeh, what? Why should I say tied together? The Shagas Aryeh says, and this Shagas Aryeh is in Siman Pei Beis, he says, no, there's a heck, there's a Gzeres Shavah. Of Tashbisu to Bai Rabbi, I want this Gzeres Shavah, Kol Sheyeshnai to Bai Rabbi, since Bai Rabbi is a lot, and women are Mechleev and all Lahabim, so we're Makish to Lahab to the Essay. And just like the Alavim apply to women, same thing the Essay applies to women as well. The Shagas Aryeh and the Shitasa. So we have a Nafka Mina if women are Mechuyev or not Mechuyev in Tashbisu. Different fact here. That's for now. Again, Nafka Mina is if somebody is in his house, he wants to be Mechuyev Tashbisu, could he let his wife throw it in? Should he be Medagdik Tashbisu and throw it in into the sign? I don't know anybody who has a minute to take two, when you burn the chametz, to take two, one for your wife, one for you. Akalpanim, so this is an issue. Now really, the Michas Chinuch wants to make this into a Machlekes Rishayim. We spoke out a Machlekes Rishayim. If Bayi Ra, Bayi Matzei applies on Erev Pesach, Shei Shai Salamayim. Or it's only on Pesach itself. The Rambam seems to say that Bayi Ra, Bayi Matzei applies on Erev Pesach. And the Ravid said, no, it says Shivas Yamin. So it's a Shivas Yamin. So it's only 7 days, it's not Erev Pesach. And we spoke out the other day in Akamina with the Night of Yehuda's Tshuva. About the man who died, won't chametz, he died Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Whether we count to him, if he was either by Rabbi Yamatzei, he was a Knaf Namasar. If you're not either by Rabbi Yamatzei, so he was lucky enough to die before Pesach, he wasn't either by Rabbi Yamatzei. If he had died on Pesach, he would have been either. If he died Erev Pesach, he wasn't either by Rabbi. We don't count to his son. So this is a machlaikis Rishayim, the Rambam and the Ravid. We said that Rashi on Zalad Amar Aleph says the Perush there is Vayirah Vayimatzei like the Shittas Rambam. The Mechas Chinuch, quoting the Night of Yehuda, says that this is totally in our Shaila. If there's a Gzeres Shavah from Tashbisu to Vayirah Vayimatzei. If there's no Gezeirah Shava, then the right is right. It says Shivas Yamin. So it's only 7 days that there's Isser Bayi Rav Bayi Rav. Only says Shivas Yamin, that the right is Kashim. The right is right. But if you're going to say that there's Gezeirah Shava, so when Makish Tashbisu to Bayi Rav Bayi Rav, and just like Tashbisu is when Erev Pesach, same thing, Bayi Ra, Bayi Matzei is also Erev Pesach. So now, this Shaila becomes a Machlekes Rishayim. The Shaila of Sa'ar Sa'ar includes Tashbisu, who is now Machlekes Rishayim. The Rambam holds includes Tashbisu. And Rashi and Daftal and Menalot and Kolot includes Tashbisu. So Tashbisu is even Erev Pesach. So, and Bayi Ra, Bayi Matzei is also Erev Pesach. And the Ravid holds no, not included in the Hekish. Tashbisu is on Pesach. Bayi Ra, Bayi Matzei is only Shivas Yamin. What? In two places, but it's only by Bayi Ra, by Bayi Matzei. But it's not by Tashbisu, right? But the Zesha have to be to Tashbis. So you do Zesha and to Tashbis. Tashbis is the only thing that we know. It's not in our faith. So we have a lot of achlaits. A lot of. The truth is that we really have to make sure to remember each machlaikis. You know, I mentioned to you machlaikis by Rav, and I said, hey, you got to kind of plug in your mind. We really have to do, we try to make a list. Machlaikis and Rishaydim that we're going to have over time, and by Rav Ayimat, they just be able to keep with it. But at least according to this Mechasinah, the question of whether women are machlaikis, and the question of whether by Rav Ayimat is not going to replace her is totally in the same machlaikis. The truth is that there will be another Nakamina if Tashbisu is Nayig all 7 days. Tashbisu only Erev Pesach, or is Tashbisu all 7 days?
Well,
if you find Chomet is the Pesach, you have to get rid of it. Is that because of the Mitzvah Taseh Tashbisu? Or is that because you don't want to be able to buy Rabbi Yimash? If you find Chomet is the Pesach, you make a bracha, Shem says to the Sivanu, it's a bracha, I'll be your Chomet. If it's a Mitzvah Tashbisu, you should make a bracha. Because Tashbisu applies all 7 days. If you say no, Tashbisu is Erev Yantif, and Achbayim Harishin Tashbisu Sar Erev Yantif, on Pesach is by Rabbi Yimatz, you have to get rid of the Chav. It'll be totally in the same Shaila if we're Makish by Yirat to Tashbisu. We have a Hekesh of Tashbisu to Achilas Matzah, which will teach us that it's not all 7 days. The problem is, what? Achilas Matzah is only the first night, you mean? Matzah is only the first night. Achilas Matzah is the Chalak. I believe that this doesn't mean Achrayim. The same Achrayim we're discussing says telling this. Your question notwithstanding. My purpose is just to illustrate how far-reaching the potential is for this machlokes to be nageya. I mean, the truth is, if you sit down and start thinking, you'll come up with a lot of nakamins. The more you learn stuff to sachin, you have a din that applies to bayirah. You'll have to know whether it applies to teshbisu. L'chayra, and I don't know, we have to get to the next sugya. If you have a guy's chametz that you're makabel achlayis on in your house on Yom Tov. They do a mitzvah aseya teshbisu on that? Because it's chametz, why should it be teshbisu? But if you makish it, if you make a gerashava, then mechayri, you could be mechayim a mitzvah, you make a bracha and you burn it. We'll also be told. Right? If you have a guy of chametz, you're makabel achrayis on. So we have a reason to deny it at the bayi masay, and from the gerashava to the bayi rav. Are we going to extend that to Teshbisu too? That'll be another Nafkanina. Any halacha that we find a gimui in one or the other, it'll come, anything you can think of, would come out to be Nafkanina. The Kudin is Kuzer Shem.
The point is,
the
same thing
with
Kudin, you shouldn't play everything as
far as
the
Kuzer Shem,
and play
Shem.
Yeah.
That depends how you learn that Kuzer Shem. I mentioned that as an example of. That's not how far it will apply to Hashavah. But Lamaisa, if you find the question, if you find the Shaila, Chayrut should be tied to whether we're in Nakishon. Right, so this is the second Yisayid that I wanted to discuss. We had, first thing was the Yeshua and the Mechaschinach, which was the question of Chametz Shal Yisrael. Chametz shel Yisrael chaveirai, if you even have bayir abayim matzeh, which is tied to Pesach. And the second is this machlokes is sar, if we connect them one to the other. It's amid, as you can see, this amid is the basis for all dinei bayir abayim matzeh. That's why all these machlokes are all tied here. There's a third inyan that I wanted to touch on today. That a Shulis Rabbi Kiva Egan. Simon Ches in Rabbi Kiva Egan. And the truth is that it's pretty famous Truvos, and again, to many Masechtos, to many different halachas. And the Ega is referring to a din called Nisasek. Nisasek, Mem Saf Ayin Samach Kof. Nisasek. Nisasek means busy. Let me explain to you the din of Nisasek. The din of Nisasek is found in the seventh parak of the Sefer Shabbos, the parak of Nisasek is a very potentially far-reaching kula in Yisurim Deiraisa. The Gemara case of Nisasek is somebody goes Niskaven Lahagdia Es HaKolosh. Kavana is to pick up something from the floor. There's a cucumber on the floor and he has a mind to pick it up. He thinks it's Kolosh, he thinks it's a cucumber that someone dropped. He bends down to pick up the cucumber. V'nimtza mechuber. And he finds that thing which he picked up, you know something? There was a vine sticking out at the end and it was attached to the ground. Discarding the hagbiya in the kolosh, the nimsa mechuber. He did what he intended to do. The mice is exactly what he wanted to do. He wanted to pick the thing up, and he picked it up. The nimsa, he found that it was mechuber, that it was actually a malacha dairai. So you would think he's a shaygeg. Okay, this is Eben Averia. We just have a chakras. No. So, Eben Averia, the shaygeg. You would think you have to bring a karma chakas. But the Gemara notes, there's a p'tor called Misasek. Misasek means, he was busy doing a davar hamutzer. V'nimtza, that it was a davar aser. Any time you're busy doing a davar hamutzer, v'nimtza, the davar aser, there's a p'tor called Misasek. We'll see in a few minutes. It's a great kula. Any time a person is intending to do a davar hamutzer, and he ends up doing a davar aser, he has a p'tor of Misasek. That's the rule that we know is Misasek. Now, the Nesivis, in the Sefer Mekarkai, he is the kasha. He says, we learned that if somebody is either Vayira Vayimase, he gets Malkus. And in many Rishayim it says, that's even B'chama Cheney Yadua. You didn't do B'dika. You didn't do any B'dika. And you have chametz in your house. Are you ever by your rabbi Matzeh? A chametz that you don't know about? You didn't do B'dika. You didn't look for chametz. You have chametz in your house. You ever by your rabbi? You didn't do B'dika. You ever by your rabbi Matzeh? Which Rishon holds that way clearly?
Earlier.
Let's say you have yeshiva. Which Rishon says if you don't do B'dika, you ever by your rabbi Matzeh. Rashi and Beis Manal. He says you have to bedika, or else you have to buy a bayimata. So we see that you don't know about the chametz. You have chametz in your drawer. You don't know anything about it. You have to buy a bayimata. Correct the Mesidas, the Mekarchayim. You're a misasek. What are you doing right now? You're sitting at home and having a seder. You're seeing the four kashas, or you're davening in shul, wherever you are. You're doing a davar amata. And little do you know, you're being over by your rabbi Yom Hatzah. Is that a misasek? Are you a misasek? Great heaven, no. You're not over, you're a misasek. You think you're doing it on Yom Hatzah. You think you're not having a thing.
What?
I'm doing Varma Mutar. What am I doing? I'm sleeping. I'm eating. I'm reading a book. I'm learning. Davening. Whatever it is I'm doing. I'm busy doing things that I'm Mutar. And Aviga Re'aveira, which I don't know, I'm not mechavin to. So the Nesiva says, I'm a misasek. Every single person. You could have prevented it. And by picking up a cucumber, I could have prevented it. I could have checked if it's mechavin or not. So, what? Say here, please to try to prevent it.
Well,
the shaygeg has to bring a cup of Shabbos.
Why is there a difference
with shaygeg? Shaygeg means I forgot today is Shabbos. I turned on a light. I lit a fire. I forgot lighting a fire is us.
That's
misasek. That's not shaygeg. Gemara
is the fact that you didn't realize
that it was Shabbos. If you were in all the Shabbos, you're not even telling anything else. Surah only in the Ma'aseh Be'er. I see nobody likes this Torah. Which I'll explain why.
You
should have checked.
Right.
Minat Torah, the Rabbanon I'm asking. What about Minat Torah? Minat Torah, the Daraisa. The Daraisa. Am I going to say Daraisa? If I wasn't a Rabbi, you do a bit of light, I didn't do anything. But I'm in the Sasek Bechai.
Why?
I'm a Peshayak, so I got myself into the mess. So if I'm a Peshayak, still in the Sasek, what? See, if I don't pronounce Tfilin, I'm missing the mitzvah of Tfilin. You have to bring a right from a Maisa Aveir. Let me ask you a question. Let's say I eat lettuce. I buy lettuce in the store and I eat it. Now lettuce has bugs. Let's check the bugs. I don't check the bugs, I eat it. So everyone says you have a 3, 4, 5 Aveiros each bug. I'm not eating bugs. I'm eating lettuce. I don't need to eat bugs. What's the difference if I pick up a cucumber? I'm going to check, so I didn't check. What am I doing now? I'm busy eating. I'm eating a nutty. I'm not saying don't eat bugs. Let's say bugs are a different bracha than lettuce. Maybe the right thing is to check. But am I, maybe I'm either the Rabbanon and I didn't check. Am I ever the Raisa? What?
Any
Lysa say,
I don't do...
Lysa say, pick another Lysa. Lysa Malacha Vienna Shabbos. I'm saying it every Lysa, every time I do Malacha on Shabbos. You're right. No, I'm not Messiah. Normally, I do Malacha means I cook spaghetti on Shabbos. I'm not a Messiah in the Dabar Amotim. Cooking spaghetti is a Dabar As. Or if I, somebody eats Chametz on Pesach. He's not a Messiah. He's eating Chametz. But, I'm sorry, yeah, I can do it. Somebody wants to say it.
You know, by Tetha, there's an existing Isra by Yahweh Masa. You're doing part of the Karma, there's an existing Isra. You're not, you're Isra by Yahweh Masa on the Saturday. You have the right idea. But you know that Isra by Yahweh Masa, you know that it's something time you have, by Yahweh Masa. And the Shabbos, I know that if the cucumber is connected to the ground, I'm not allowed to rip it out.
There's always an Isra to pick up this cucumber. I think you're right, but you have to rephrase.
Don't do anything. Check on every cucumber. Don't do something which, you know, go ahead and do whatever's normal. Just be careful. Just say, like, check everywhere to make sure every cucumber is.
What's the term stasic? The stasic means that I'm not doing an Aveira. So what's the difference if I should have checked? That's basically what most people are saying, that I should have checked. So why don't I have to check the cucumber? I don't have to feel. Why should I have to check
it? Hashpisa
doesn't check. Hashpisa means get rid of the chametz. So my grand dad said Hashpisa. What about the lava by Yerel by Yemas? And the kasha is a kasha because if you're not ever by Yerel by Yemas, then it's not knas. Knas is only...
If I need to lean on the wall, it's a
light. If you mean to lean on the wall, so that's a mistake and not a
shaykh.
You mean to do a davar amutter, and you're by mistake doing a davar amutter. That's a mistake, that's a shaykh. Shaykh, the Gemara gives three examples of shaykh. Shakach to today's Shabbos, Shakach to Malach is also on Shabbos, and Shakach, you knew Malach is also, but you didn't know that this is one of Lamed Tes Malach. You forgot. Those are the Gemara's examples. If somebody turns it on out of habit, it could be that shakach to today's Shabbos. Some people out of habit, they walk into a room, so that could be called shakach to today's Shabbos. But if somebody doesn't mean to turn on a light switch, then that's the chayes
mitzvah.
That gets into the question of davar shenu migadi, which is a separate issue. What? Explain.
as long as you're not doing something, you're just picking up something, you're doing a nice thing.
If I understand you correctly, and I think that's what Shlomo is trying to say also, that the Nesidus' teretz is that the Torah of Nesase is only in an Aveiro which normally requires a Maisa. An Aveiro which requires a Maisa requires a Maisa b'kavan. Requires that you do the Maisa with Kavana for the Maisa. And if you're a Nesase, then that means I didn't have kavana for the mice. However, in by bayirah bayimatzei, it never requires a mice. Bayirah bayimatzei, you're not doing the aveira. Your possessions are doing the aveira. Your chametz is doing the aveira. Your chametz doesn't have to have kavana to do an aveira. It's just the state of having chametz being in such a matziv is the aveira, the constant aveira. It doesn't require a mice. So Misasek is only a Ptor when it requires a Maisa. Then it's a Ptor Misasek. If it doesn't require a Maisa, such as by Rabbi Masay, so then there's no Ptor of Misasek. That you say of the deceivers.
Yeah.
According to him, I'll get back to the letter, see if I miss Rabbi Kivagin Shita, okay? Come on, yeah. That is Shita. Nesivus. Now Kivega brings down the Nesivus and he says Dochoku. Doesn't really explain why. He says that the Nesivus is a Deichuk, the Mechalat between different Lavin. But the Kivega says his own Teres. So the Kivega says the Kiddush. The Sasek is only a Ptur in Hilchos Shabbos. The only place in Shabbos you find the Sasek is Hilchos Shabbos. He says Shabbos, Belechus Machshavas, Asur Torah. Shabbos is a separate halacha, melechus hasheves. But everywhere else, the Sasek is only a ptur from ancient. It doesn't make a heter. The Sasek doesn't make things mutter. Might be a ptur from ancient. But the Kivegas chiddush is that the Sasek everywhere else is awesome. And he brings the following raya, which I think some of you are going to start screaming at me, so don't. So the Kivega, if you have a time, it's fine. Let me tell you the Kivega. Kivega brings a raya that the Chara Terakula is not Ptur Misasek. From the case of Shulchan Aruch, it says, if you see your friend walking in the street, he's wearing a beggar of Shabbos. He doesn't know it. He doesn't realize it's Shabbos. You know that the beggar he's wearing is Shabbos. So what do? It says the Shulchan Aruch, you run over to him and you rip the baguette off of him, even if he'd be embarrassed, he's not wearing anything underneath, it doesn't matter. If he's wearing shatnez by a deraisa, there's no kavod abrius, you have to go and you have to rip the baguette off of him. Okay. Assuming it's not the constant pashas from the church. Rabbi Kivega, 1 minute. Your friend is in the Sasek. He put on a baguette which he thinks is pure wool. He doesn't think he's doing the Maisa Averis. Like picking up a cucumber that's not attached. He's put on a beggar which he thinks is pure wool. And really, there's linen in the beggar. He's a misasik. He's not the other guy. Why do you have to rip it off of him? It's a raya that misasik is still in his other guy's stuff. He's playing everywhere else. Is it a good example? What? Now, if he doesn't care, the case is he doesn't know. The case is Shulchan Aruch. So, what do you have to let him know? What?
He's wearing
it. Right, to see this, so there is a klar by Klayim, the place in Yavam is Klayim, the Aver is putting it on, Aver is wearing it. And what you're saying is basically this raya, Kivag himself says, is not such a good raya. Because Klayim, like you say, the Aveira is to have been a henna from Klayim. The Aveira is, we're having Klayim on, you're warming your guf, or making your guf look good, whatever reason people wear clothes. So he says it could be that it's not a raya from Shatnes, because Shatnes is different. Shatnes, the Aveira is being the henna from Shatnes, and he's being the henna. Rabbi Shimaga still holds that his side is a good side. So we have now Machlaikis, Makarchayim, and Rabbi Shimaga. The Chayra and Akhtamina between them will be this Indian of eating lettuce. The Bach said, hey, the French of Kivag is still a Nisim. According to the Makar Chayim, Machayra, Nisim Drabbanan, there is. There's certainly a Chiyav Drabbanan, just like the Chiyav to be Baidik for Chamesh, and the Chiyav to be Baidik for Shalom. But at least in this day, it will come out to be an Akhtamina. There is a Tshuva, Rosh Lang Zalman Arbach Sefer, and maybe if we have time, we'll get to it yet, about this issue of whether someone who eats vegetables that have bugs in it, whether you're considered misachik when it's tyro now. So the Zaman says something which you have to maybe come to understand. So Akopanim, we understand the Machlokes Makarchayim and the, now I made two things. First of all, I'm going to come back to this tomorrow. There's a stipler on this Machlokes. The stipler is in the Kisvei Kilos Yaakov Siman Ayin. I gave out a copy to some people today. If you didn't get a chance, you can still look at it. Also, I forgot, I wanted when we started to read the next Gemara. The Gemara of Nechash HaKibashtei, we're not going to spend time on. I wanted just to read it, so psychologically in your mind, you should know that you have to do the bottom Gemara tomorrow. So, it should be Kiilu, you know, this next Gemara, Nechash HaKibashtei, I'm going to go through in a minute. And we're going to start on Mamar. We're going to start the Sugya of Kabbalah Sakrayas tomorrow. So, please be prepared with that.